Now that Senate negotiators have finalized the text of a GMO labeling bill, efforts now turn to getting the bill through the Capitol Hill's upper chamber. But opponents to the measure are also digging in their heels to try and stop any progress the bill might make. Senate Agriculture Committee Chair and Kansas Republican Pat Roberts said on Tuesday that he's still holding out hope for a vote this week. He added that he's still gathering support, but he thinks the bill has the necessary 60 votes. Two senators who will almost certainly not be voting for the bill took to the Senate floor on Tuesday to express their displeasure with the agreement. Vermont Democrat and former Senate Ag Committee Chair Patrick Leahy said he doesn't think the bill goes far enough.
Now, while this proposal makes some positive, though modest, improvements, I remain deeply concerned this is not going to offer transparency for consumers. Transparency that many companies have already opted to provide.
The bill would allow for disclosure with QR codes, a website, or a phone number rather than on-package labeling required by the Vermont GMO labeling bill. Leahy says he can't get behind the bill in its current form.
I simply cannot support this proposal. I don't support it. We're not saying you can't have these genetically engineered foods. It's just let consumers know. They can decide whether to buy it or not.
Oregon Democrat Jeff Merkley says the method of disclosure will put the burden on the consumer, something he says is a sham.
That a shopper is going to go down the aisle of the grocery store and say, I want to know the status of these different options before me, and I'm going to do a call for each one of them standing here for 30 minutes when it could have been answered in 1 second? No, of course not. And the authors of this bill know that this is a sham.
Advocates for the bill are hoping to get a vote on it this week. That would allow the House to quickly take up the measure when they return in July. Vermont's GMO labeling law is set to go into effect on Friday. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.